Alleluia, Christ is risen. Please be seated. Welcome to All Saints Church on this Easter morning. Today is the most important day of the Christian year, the feast of Christ's resurrection. Today we hear the story of the resurrection of Jesus Christ as recounted in the Gospel of Mark. The resurrection is the central and most important event in history to explain the Christian faith. Jesus had been crucified, executed without a real cause. Yet when the women came to anoint his body, they found it was gone, and an angel told them that Jesus had been raised. Mary Magdalene, Mary mother of James, and Salome were the first witnesses of the resurrection. And 2,000 years later, the central pillar of the Christian faith rests on their testimony, their memory of what they saw and passed down to us. People come to church on Easter for different reasons. Some members of our congregation come to church every Sunday and could never imagine missing Easter. Others of you may only be able to come to church a few times a year, or maybe you're curious about having an affiliation with the church and figuring out what that means for you. Some of you might have been taken to church as a kid, but haven't been going much as an adult. Or maybe you were raised in a spiritual tradition that doesn't make sense for you anymore, or worse yet, might even have harmed you. Or maybe you're not Christian or religious at all, and you aren't really sure why you're here. So let me say in absolutely clear terms, it doesn't matter why you're here. Everyone matters equally in this place. Everyone's faith, or lack of faith, is important. And I'm not just saying that to be nice or charming or because it's Easter. I'm saying that because Jesus teaches us that radical equality is the only way to live together. That if we truly believe that we are all God's children, then each of us matters the same to God. But even if you're into the Easter vibes in church today, it's still easy to understand why the resurrection story itself might be a little bit out of reach for you. I mean, the story is bizarre. It's unexpected. It sounds like a myth or a fairy tale. Maybe you were taught about it when you were a kid, and it still sounds like a Sunday school tale. After all, we are people of reason. This community is great, so why not just enjoy the churchy part without the weird Jesus rising from the dead again thing? It's true that the story of the first Easter is very, very old. And it's also true that we have no physical evidence of the resurrection itself. It's even true, and I'm going to let you in on a little secret, that some scholars believe that uniquely among the four Gospels, Mark, which we heard read today, ended with Jesus just in the tomb, and that there was no resurrection story at all. If Easter is about celebrating an event that happened so long ago, how are we supposed to believe something that we never saw ourselves and that we have no tangible proof of? For me, one of the central questions of this day comes down to this. How can you remember something that didn't happen to you? I've been thinking a lot lately about memory and this question of how you can remember something that didn't happen to you. And I always come back to remembering in community. You know, our society has a pretty selective memory, and it's not a very long memory either. But a well-functioning church has a long and exceedingly broad memory. You could say that a church is a community of remembering. And why is that important? Well, on a basic level, we bring our personal memories to church. Maybe today you're thinking about Easters from years past, or someone you spent the holiday with who isn't here any longer, or Easters in a homeland that you left behind. Your memories could be joyful, or they could highlight loss and sadness. For most of us, it's a mix of both. There are hundreds of people in this room. Look around you. And each person here brings their memories into this sacred place. I think that even if you aren't religious, in the back of our minds, we all hope that some higher power will bless these memories that we bring here, will make sense of them, and might even remember them for us, on our behalf. But you see, an amazing thing happens when you remember together in community. Because your memories become everyone else's, and vice versa. You celebrate important life events together. You comfort one another in difficult times, lift one another up when you need it. And before long, you actually start to remember things that never seemed to bother you before. You remember other people's memories. The well-off remember those who struggle economically. The healthy remember the sick. Each generation remembers those who are older or younger. White folks remember that Black Lives Matter. Those with documents remember that not everyone has them. Your memory expands and grows along with your faith. You remember others in your prayers and in your daily actions and in your public voice. Things and people that were never important to you before are now lodged firmly in your memory. And then you remember that really we are all just one human family. People whose memories are bound up together in one sacred story. This is how we remember the resurrection. This is how we remember something that didn't happen to us, that we ourselves didn't see. I didn't see the resurrection, but I do believe it. I believe it because the women at the tomb told the disciples, and then some person we call Mark wrote it down, and then centuries later, people who didn't even know me cared enough to read the story to me, whether at home or in church. And I know this memory of the resurrection is true because it speaks to something deep inside of me. Once you hear it, you can see resurrected life everywhere. It's in the faith of anyone who has hope for a better future, or spends their time helping others, or is trying to leave this world better than the way that they found it, because that's what Jesus did. And by remembering his death and resurrection, we remember that it is these good things that stand the test of time. Not the pettiness and the strife of our current day, and my goodness, don't we have so much of that? Not the material things we have or the political tribe we belong to or what people think of us. None of these things stands the test of time. But what does is love. The love in our hearts, the love we show to others, and the love we have for God. These are the things that we remember. I remember the resurrection because I do see it. Because it teaches me year after year. Because it reminds me that love is real and more powerful than anything else in this world. I said earlier that our society has a selective and short memory. And it's true. It's convenient not to be able to remember the bad things that we've done, or the bad things that happened to other people, or the bad things that are happening to other people right now. But as anyone who has ever loved someone with memory problems can tell you, it's dangerous not to be able to remember. You can't really take care of yourself in the long run, much less others. You wind up hurting yourself and those around you. And that is what I think is happening to us as a people. We are hurtling towards forgetfulness. And that's why it's so important for the church to keep remembering the resurrection. Christians practice remembering difficult things in the light of the resurrection. For example, it's not fun to talk about, but each and every person here remembers COVID. It was only 4 years ago that Easter was canceled, something that was unimaginable before. So many people in our community lost loved ones. And for survivors, life was turned completely upside down. It was like we were looking through the looking glass. I think that 4 years on, we're only just now able to begin processing how painful that period of time was. We are still living in the shadow of the pandemic, even if it's not something we actively remember. Here at All Saints, during that dark time, we made the health of our community our number one priority. But that also meant that we bade farewell to people who left the city or whose church-going habits changed or who never really adjusted back to previous ways of life. We remember the pandemic, but you see, we remember the resurrection too. Because the church is filled again. This time with a whole new set of faces. Many of you are here because you reassessed what was really important to you during that period of the pandemic. If you're here today, you're a part of the resurrection story of this church. We remember those who are suffering in our city and in our world, even when it isn't easy. But we remember them alongside the resurrection. We remember the 30,000 Gazans who have been killed in the past 6 months alone. We remember that the State Department said this week that Gaza is enduring a famine. We remember the 1,200 Israelis who were killed by Hamas on October 7th and the hostages still awaiting freedom. And in all of this, we remember the church's shameful history of anti-Semitism. And we remember that Jesus lived, died, and was resurrected right where all of this suffering is happening. And so together with all of the other emotions we have, we remember that God can work miracles, even through the most flawed people. Which is why we don't give up praying for peace and justice, calling for a ceasefire, and believing that there can be a better life for Palestinians and Israelis. So those are just a few of the things that we remember this Sunday. What do you remember this Easter? Do you maybe remember something that didn't even happen to you? Even though I lived through the pandemic, it was through my community that I remember things that happened to other people in this church. I've never been to Gaza, but somehow I remember what's happening to people there. What do you remember? What do you remember about yourself? Do you remember someone you once wanted to be, but gave up on? Who do you remember with? Do you want to expand your memory? To let it grow in love and faith? With God, all things are possible. There is no limit to what our memory can contain. If you want a community of memory, All Saints is right here. But wherever and whoever you remember with, I pray that your memory will continue to expand, to reach places you never thought possible. Because if we are bold enough to remember, then God will keep breathing new life even into our darkest memories. That is the promise of Christ's resurrection. The tomb is empty and the stone is rolled away. Jesus' home is with us now, in our hearts and in our minds. He will never forget us. So let us never forget him whose memory enfolds us all. Amen.